Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the biggest sports star of 2024, and she is in town tonight with the Indiana Fever. It is Caitlin Clark to play the Dallas Wings this evening in Arlington. Good morning, Caitlin.
Hello.
Okay.
I am Caitlin, and I'm very frightened.
Okay. This doesn't sound like Caitlin.
No, this sounds nothing like her.
The amount of attention this preseason game is getting is overwhelming my system.
It's overwhelming me, too.
And I have allowed TT to come out.
You've allowed TT to come out?
Please do not yell at me.
I'm not yelling.
I'm very frightened by your American Texas. It is very big. So big.
Okay. You do not talk like this. This sounds nothing like Caitlin Clark.
I traveled to your land clinging to the belly of a jackal.
Oh,
okay.
God.
You came from Indiana.
I'm yanking your chain, Big D. What up, y'all? Y'all ready for this? Let's do this, MF-er.
Oh,
I had you going.
Yeah, you did have us going there a little bit.
Y'all
hey,
ready for Kate Quake?
Kate Quake.
That's what I'm calling it. That's right, huh?
All right. Yeah, we're ready. We're anxious to host you here tonight.
People think I'm some kind of shrinking little violet. That ain't me, buddy.
That's not you.
No, this is the new NBA, new WNBA. It's here. Caitlin's changing it all. It's time for basketball fans to get the fever, the Indiana Fever.
There you go.
Now you're talking.
I'm a star. I'm basically Steph with a uterus.
Okay. Don't promote yourself that way. You know, they got a sellout crowd tonight, and I think every crowd's
sure
gonna...
as hell do.
Yeah.
That's right. And hey, just like Dak, you think they're going to limit my minutes in the preseason game? Don't want to risk injury?
Yeah, I don't know how they work it.
Ain't going to happen, buddy.
No.
That ain't going to happen. I'm playing the whole damn game.
Okay.
Hey, what should I do while I'm here in Dallas? I want to see where they killed Lincoln or whatever.
Kennedy.
Yeah, you could go to that.
What is that? That Dealey Plaza, whatever it's called?
Dealey Plaza.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm tired of these creepy reporters. Y'all see that guy that asked me to give him the heart hands at a press conference?
Yeah, I think
so
he was just
creepy.
Trying to be nice.
So creepy. And I've already had one creepy incident since I got here. I got to my hotel room last night, and there was this aged reporter sitting in the corner when I got to my room. And although he was in the shadows, I could just make out the fact he was Donald Ducking it. The only thing he's wearing were gold toe socks and a Fox Free For All t-shirt. Who is this guy?
Oh no.
Well,
he's a big Iowa fan.
I hate to identify him.
A police report.
He's a nice guy. He really is.
And which one of you two misogynistic trolls misidentified the job of the great Greg Bibb?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did. I knew he was the CEO. I misidentified him on TV.
Was that you, Joe?
Yeah, that was me.
You don't notice, pal.
On notice?
Ooh. Yeah, you think you're going to insult our game and get away with it? I got one thing to say.
Huh.
It ain't going to happen, buddy.
Yeah, George.
You're taking on Kim Mulkey's.
That's right. That's a quote from the great Kim Mulkey non-Robert.
This is Caitlin Clark, by the way, joining us here on the Ticket
tonight. Y'all see Kim Mulkey without makeup?
Yeah.
One of the best shot of her, yeah.
Looks about as bad as George Dunham without makeup. Y'all both. You don't look good with makeup either, George.
Well, I probably don't.
Quite a slam.
I know.
We're going to get ready for this Kate Quake tonight.
Kate Quake
tonight. That's... I'm excited. It's going to be sold out. When was the last time you were involved in a sellout, huh?
I don't know. I do this show every day.
Was it when George used to not criticize the Cowboys when you was the PA guy?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, sure.
How does she know that about you?
I don't know.
Caitlin forever, baby!
Okay.
She's
known for having attitude, and it was on display there.